So good morning, I'm Paul, host of the New P&L podcast and founder of the New P&L Brand Purpose Institute, where we work with business leaders, employees and entrepreneurs, just like you, and we empower them to build brands with purpose on purpose. So have you ever a question about how to build more engaged, creative or collaborative cultures and leaders? We'd love to chat. Just get in touch at principlesandleadership.com. This week, our shout out goes out to Norway, another one of the nearly 90 countries the new P&L has listened to in. A massive thank you to our Norwegian listeners for your ongoing support and your belief in our global movement for more principled leadership and more purpose-led business. And this week is the first episode of Season 5 and our 201st episode of the new P&L. An incredible achievement, at least from my perspective, and coincidentally, and next week on Monday, we celebrate the third anniversary of the publication of our very first episode of the new P&L, which was published on the 17th of October, 2019. In that first episode, we interviewed global leadership expert Timothy Carroll, an interview that really set the scene and set the tone for the next 3 years. So in this special episode, episode 201, I wanted to take a step away from the usual format for the new P&L. If you, our listeners, are happy to indulge me, and just spend today reflecting on the first 200 episodes and also what the future holds for the new P&L over the next 1 to 2 years. So as a quick recap, in our first 200 episodes of the new P&L, we have interviewed and spoken to over 150 phenomenal guests on the show. Truly global business leaders, totally inspiring entrepreneurs, and deeply thoughtful thought leaders from a multitude of industries and regions, all discussing and demonstrating so many incredible examples of principled leadership and purpose-led business from right around the world. We've also published nearly 70 The New P&L to the Point episodes, all analysing key points from those interviews and offering practical business advice, recommendations and hopefully inspiration to listeners. We've read and reviewed 20 business books and interviewed their authors. And we've hosted 6 roundtables on purpose, leadership, data, culture, and creativity, and the reimagining of entrepreneurship. And I never thought when we launched the new P&L in October 2019, that just 3 years later, we'd have 200 episodes under our belt. In reality, in October 2019, I wasn't even sure this would work at all. So for those who aren't regular listeners or don't know the background to the new P&L, the genesis for the new P&L itself came from when I was CEO and founder of a communications and marketing agency a few years ago. And at that time, around a decade, just over a decade ago, we were subject to a very unethical set of actions that took the business to its knees and took me to my knees personally. But being a creative at heart, in the middle of all of that, I came up with this idea for the new P&L that there had to be a better way of doing business than that which we had been subjected to at that time. There had to be a better P&L, one based on principles and leadership, not just profit and loss. But at that point, for a number of reasons, I couldn't find the right channel or vehicle, if you like, to deliver this idea. I didn't know how to get the concept out there. And I hung on to that concept for a long time in my head. I curated the idea like I do with many ideas. And then in 2019, the idea of the new P&L and the idea of a podcast merged together in the back of my dusty brain. And I thought I'd just dip my toe in the water with a couple of episodes to test the appetite, to see whether there was interest in a podcast that focused on the new P&L, principles and leadership. And 3 years and tens of thousands of downloads and streams later, we listened to in nearly 90 countries, and we find ourselves well in the top 5% of all podcasts globally, and heading towards the top 1% to 2%, which I hope we will reach in the next 6 to 12 months with your help. And it's been an incredible ride with many successes, but also many challenges, difficult and dark days and dilemmas, like all true entrepreneurial journeys are. And actually, at this point, I should state that actually the new P&L podcast is not the primary thing here. The podcast is a vehicle. The foundation that underpins this podcast, the underlying ambition, is to create a global movement for a new P&L for business, one based on principles and leadership, as I say. And when I launched this ambition, when I started with this idea to create a global movement for a new P&L, I started it with incredible naivety on many fronts, despite the fact that I'd been an entrepreneur in one way or another for most of my professional career. I was naive about the effort and the resources it would take, even just to deliver the podcast itself. Naive about the tremendous challenges I would face and still do face, making it work commercially, which clearly it has to. And then there's the constant self-doubt that I've encountered. The constant self-doubt that almost inevitably ensues when an introvert, as I am, puts him or herself in the spotlight in some way. Which between the new P&L podcast and keynote speaking and being interviewed myself on other panels, shows and podcasts has been a fair amount over the last 12 months especially. That spotlight has been shone a lot on me and the podcast. And the launch of this podcast and this movement have in many ways been beautiful and brilliant and brutal in equal measure, and sometimes even at the same time. And it's also taught me an awful lot about myself, a huge amount, probably more than any of my entrepreneurial journeys so far. And there's a really clear reason for this. Because with the new P&L, I feel it is the most in sync with my own purpose of all of my entrepreneurial ventures. It's in sync with my own passion in life. And that's not to say that those other ventures weren't somewhat aligned or that I didn't put my whole heart or effort into them when I was in them. I love them all. But this is personal in many ways, because it came from a very personal experience, as I mentioned earlier, but also because I feel it's the culmination of the bringing together, I guess, of so many key elements of all of my life, past and present. Because when I was a kid, when I was a young lad, a young boy, we had very few books in the house and very few opportunities open to us for a whole variety of reasons. But I was a sponge for information and knowledge. I craved it. And when I was 7 years old, I won second prize in a raffle. And that was an encyclopedia. And my mum said to me, for 2 years after I won that book, I devoured it every day when my many other brothers and sisters were out playing. I just sat outside in a park or sat inside on my bed and just read that book front to back, back to front. And that single book, that one encyclopedia, set the tone for my life and a passionate commitment and love of curiosity, a constant seeking out of information and a craving for knowledge. And importantly, for the context of this conversation, I can draw a direct line from that barefoot boy in Aotearoa, New Zealand, lying in the park reading his encyclopedia, to this man speaking to you today in his early 50s delivering the new P&L podcast. All the passion for curiosity and desire and for knowledge that began with that encyclopedia is now being fulfilled every week with every guest I have and every new P&L to the point I publish. And that's why I feel it is so much a part of me and so much aligned with me. And I'm privileged to have found what I'm supposed to be doing in my life, even if it has taken a lifetime for me to get here. So with 200 episodes under our belt, and a global movement for a new P&L still in its infancy, what does 2023 and the next 200 episodes hold for the new P&L? Well, in early 2023, we're going to be making some subtle but important changes to the new P&L weekly format, and I'll reveal more about these in the coming weeks, but I hope they will make the podcast series even more accessible and more successful than it already is. And our two long-promised the new P&L books will also be published in 2023, one in Q1 and one in Q3. These have been a long, long time coming, a classic victim to the paradox of limitless ambition but limited resources. For those of you who read our regular newsletter, you'll know that the new P&L Legacy and Leadership Leader Development Program goes live in November this year. And then perhaps the most exciting of all for 2023 is that we will be launching our first new P&L Summer Summit, a conference in late summer next year that will be focused on highlighting some of the best global examples of principled leadership and purpose-led business, bringing hundreds of entrepreneurs and business leaders together from across the globe to celebrate principled leadership and purpose. And this summit will be initially held in London, and we will be releasing more information on this in January. And of course, the summit, this first summit, will be smaller and more intimate than perhaps others as they grow. But in line with our global movement, we hope to build this event out over the coming years, both in terms of size in London itself, but also hosting the summit in other locations across the globe, which we will be rolling out from 2024 on, assuming it all goes well next year. So as we get to the end of this episode, I want to thank you once again for indulging me and listening to this episode as I pondered on the first 200 episodes of the new P&L and outlined where we're going next. 2023 is going to be a hugely exciting period for us, and I believe and hope that it will see a massive amplification of our global movement. And just before we do go, there are three groups of people I'd like to thank. Firstly, I would like to thank you, our audience. We couldn't have achieved what we've achieved in these 200 episodes without someone listening to us, without someone believing in us, and without someone supporting us. And there are thousands of you now doing all of those three things. And I'm so very, very grateful for everyone who has listened to it, does listen to it now, or has listened to it from day one. Thank you all very much. The second group of people I would like to thank are all the guests who have come onto the show. Those 150 plus guests that have shared their knowledge, shared their enthusiasm, their inspiration, and their wisdom. They are the basis of everything we hold and the value of the content and the conversation at the new P&L. And they are shining examples of principled leadership and purpose-led business. And I thank you for that. And thirdly, I want to thank all of the supporters of the new P&L, which will be both of those groups, but also many other people who have checked in on us as we've grown, have helped us in the darker days and the challenging days, who have offered large or little pieces of help. And there is actually no little piece of help. Everything makes a substantial difference. Who've sent an email, made a phone call, tapped me on the shoulder. Thank you for your encouragement and again, your belief in us and the global movement for new P&L. We are so very grateful to everyone listening, participating and supporting our journey. And in 2023, we are actively looking for partners on this journey for the podcast, the movement and the summit. So as always, just get in touch if you would like to chat. paul@principlesandleadership.com. So finally, I'm Paul, host of the new P&L and host of this 201st episode of the new P&L. Thank you for everything for the first 200, and here is to the next 200. Have a great day and speak soon.